deflected by Stoltz, then drilled by Berkhammer. Gets it over the defense. Adams coming in line now. He's got three in front of him. Takes a shot. Got it in. Goal for the Hornets. Holy cow. Sean Adams just hit one inside the bar on the near side. He threads the needle, and the Hornets take a 1-0 lead in this contest.
I am Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Richland Center boys soccer team lost a heartbreaker to visiting Dodge Point Thursday night. The Hornets held a 2-0 lead at halftime, only to give up three goals and lose 3-2 on the opening night of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Richland Center's senior Sean Adams hit the net around 25 minutes into the first half and later scored on a penalty kick with just over 11 minutes left to play before intermission. The Hornets looked strong with a 2-0 advantage after 40 minutes. Dodge Point, however, adjusted at the break and came back to find the net for the first time when Massimo Robinson scored at 63-40. The visitors tied the contest at 72 minutes when Gail Hernandez Cardoza hit a long unassisted goal. The eventual winner untied the game with just over a minute left when Jackson Wettig was able to score and slip one by the goalie into the net. Following the 3-2 loss, Richland Center will prepare to play at a tournament in Lodi Saturday. Dodge Point also won the JV contest played earlier at 5 p.m. The final was 3-1, with the lone goal from the Hornets coming from Gideon Abde. Elsewhere in soccer action, Wisconsinites Barneville got the win against River Valley. That final was 2-0. High school volleyball last night. The Richland Center volleyball girls opened the Southwest Conference with a strong performance, winning 3-0 at Dodgeville. The scores were 25-9, 25-8, and 25-14. The Hornets will host a tournament coming up this Saturday. Elsewhere in volleyball action, it was a Southwest Conference match win for Platteville over Lancaster in 3 sets. In the Ridge and Valley, Weston fell to Wazika Steuben 25-14, 25-17, 25-15. Rachel Spencer led the team with 8 digs. Lexi Rockweiler had 5 kills, and Lainey Pagel finished with 5 assists. Weston travels to Lafarge on Tuesday for its next action. Fenimore was a winner by sweep over Boscobel. It was Highland sweeping Cassville. Kickapoo got by Lafarge Youth Initiative in 3. Hillsboro 3-2 over Royal. Mineral Point swept Southwestern. Barneveld in 3 over Blackhawk. Sauk Prairie swept Reedsburg and DeForest over Baraboo 3-2. There was a cross-country meet last night in Viroqua. According to head coach Eric Mindum of Richland Center Ithaca, it was a very difficult night for lots of runners who were overcome by the heat. Lacrosse Logan was the number one boys team. Richland Center Ithaca finished 2nd. Owen Dreyer set another course record with a time of 16:37, taking 1st place last night. Benjamin Santel was 9th overall, 18:16. Braden Burns was 12th, 18:33. Sam Jones was 15th, 18:46 his time. And Will Harpin, 18:48, finished 16th overall for Richland Center Ithaca. Viroqua finished 6th. Also from the area at the big meet, Hillsboro was 7th. Kickapoo Lafarge was 8th. Their fastest runner was Lane Miller, going 21:26 on the course. Bennett Gerke was 45th. Trayton Reams was 47th. And Talon Johnson, 48th. River Valley finished 9th. Their top runner, Nathan Hamilton, 19th. Ramsey Amble was 38th. Bennett Woodhouse, 58th. And Jacob Wagner was 60th. Turning to the girls, Lacrosse Central won the event. Viroqua was the number 2 team. Richland Center Ithaca took 3rd, and Margaret Lawless was the fastest runner. The freshman runner ran it in 21:17. Pearl Fretz was 10th at the meet. Ava Martin was 13th. Rachel Waterfall, 22nd. Lacey Allball, 37th. Ava Gotchel, 47th. River Valley finished 4th. Molly Moss was 6th. Brielle Grant, 9th. Aubrey Enlicker was 19th. Reagan Sackett, 33rd. And Hayden Hegland was 34th. Kickapoo Lafarge was 10th. Kendall Andelsack, their faceless runner, at 28th place. Aubrey White Murphy was 49th. Willa Schmidt, 50th. And Ella Goodwin Schliffer was 51st at the Big Viroqua Invitational last night at the Vernon County Fairgrounds. There's high school football in the area tonight. Fenimore is at River Valley for a non-conference matchup. Here is River Valley coach Tyler McLean.
Still kind of have this little crossover we got going here, but we're getting close to it here. And at the same time, so kind of look at the scores of this too. I think that's a very open conference. There's definitely teams that are having success right now and teams that are still feeling themselves out. Once we get into the grind of it here, I think it's going to be everybody's ball game each and every week.
How important is it this week to get a win?
I think it's going to be a confidence thing for us. Right now I think we're really looking at, obviously the record's not where we want it to be. We still are a little bit young on our side of the ball, just getting that first win underneath our belt to kind of get that, deep breath in and out for us and kind of the monkey off our back as well. I think it'll be great for us and as we kind of progress forward.
Fenimore at River Valley can be heard tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, our game of the week. At Prairie du Chien tonight, Richland Center takes on the Blackhawks. Here is Coach Andrew Troxell.
So Prairie doesn't do a ton, but what they do very, very well. So that's it offensively. And then defensively, their system hasn't changed, since I've been here, right? And so there are areas that we feel like we can exploit, right? But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, the physicality and the mentality. When you go to Prairie du Chien, that is certainly not an easy place to go and play, and they're coming off a big win, against Prescott, and so the question this week will be, how do we respond, after Potosi came in and did what they did to us?
Lancaster plays at Platteville, Broadhead Judah at Dodgeville in the Southwest Conference. Scenic Bluffs, it's Royal at Nisida, Hillsboro at Bangor, and Ithaca Weston travels to New Lisbon. Coach Kyle Kelly talked this week about facing a passing team like the Rockets.
Like I said, if we can send pressure and get a solid blitz going, we should be able to shut down the passing game.
So you're going to get into conference play right now?
Right now.
Yeah, and so ready or not, here you go, and you still feel your team has a good shot this year?
Yeah, like I said, our goal is still to be competitive in every game and make the playoffs, and I still think we can achieve that goal.
In the Six Rivers, Potosi-Cassville at River Ridge, Pecatonica-Argyle at Iowa Grant, Blackhawk-Warren at Boscobel, Wazika-Steuben-Seneca is at Riverdale. Here's Coach Jeff Johnson of the Chieftains.
Wazika-Steuben, they lost a lot of really good players last year, but don't count that out because they've had tremendous history in the last 10 to 15 years, and they're going to be a battle.
What do you know about them, I guess, as far as the scouting report, and what makes them tough this year?
They're still running some spread and a little bit of option, but I don't think they're as dedicated to the option as they used to be, at least what we looked at. We only have one tape on them, but they're sound in what they do.
Riverdale hosting Wazika-Steuben-Seneca. That is the night when Riverdale honors military personnel. All veterans are welcome to attend the pregame ceremonies at Pickering Park. Southwest Wisconsin Activities League tonight. Mineral Point at Darlington. New Glarus at Cuba City. Southwestern East Dubuque at Benton Scales Mound, Scholesburg. Cooley Conference, Arcadia at Viroqua. Westby at Black River Falls. Wisconsin Dells is at Waupun in the South Central. And in the Mississippi Valley, Reedsburg at La Crosse Central and Baraboo at Toma. Last night, Cashton was a winner over Brookwood in the Scenic Bluffs. All-Star Bowling, Julie Karen State Farm, 27-33 series. Turbo's Bar and Grill, 27-16. Morris Heating and Cooling, a 27-10. Team Game Honors, Julie Karen State Farm, 996. Turbo's Bar and Grill, 972. Morris Heating and Cooling, a 954. Top Series, Ethan Hafner, 734. Travis Bushley, 691. Chris Gerber, 675. Top Game, 289 for Trayton Shep. Casey Ewing, 268. Ethan Hafner, a 268 as well. In action from the All-Star Bowling League at the Phoenix Center. Brewers lost to the Cubs 2-1 last night.